Hare Krishna. Note consciously what you notice naturally. In the Mahabharata, when Arjuna wins the hand of Draupadi in her Swayamvar, at that time, Draupada suspects that the person who was dressed as a Brahmana is actually a Kshatriya. So to test his identity, he invites the groom and his family to his house for a banquet, and in the dining room he keeps on one table sacrificial paraphernalia, sacred texts and other items associated with Brahminical life. Another place he keeps weapons and royal and things associated with royalty. Another place he keeps farming implements, ropes, hose and other things associated with the Vaishya community. And after the Pandavas enjoy the feast, they get up and they walk straight to the table where the weapons are there, pick up and examine the weapons and start and get lost in a deep discussion about them. Seeing this, Draupada concludes that they must all be Brahmanas, they all must be Kshatriyas. And that is confirmed when he realizes that they are the Pandavas. So, what this signifies is that we all have a certain innate nature according to which we are attracted to certain things. To the extent we understand that nature and act according to that nature, to that extent we can be competent in what we do, we will be satisfied ourselves and we will be productive, making tangible contributions. And the whole system of Varnashram was meant to help us act according to our natures. Now, ultimately we can say that our nature is spiritual, and that is we should love and serve Krishna, and that spiritual nature is activated by the practice of Bhakti Yoga, which purifies us. But Bhakti is inclusive. It also involves our doing our activities, our worldly occupation in a devotional mood. Krishna says in 18.46, Yatah pravrittir bhutanam yena sarvam idam tatam Swakarmanatam abhyarcha siddhim vindati manavaha. So he says, Swakarmanatam abhyarcha, by your own work, worship him. So he says, worship him through your work. Now this means that when we work, how do we know what is our work? For that we need to know our nature. And how do we know what is our nature? We have to do self-observation. When we enter into a situation, if we note carefully, what is it that we notice naturally? Just as the Pandavas naturally gravitated towards weapons, we can observe what it is that we gravitate towards. And based on such, based on noting what we gravitate towards, we can get clues towards what our natural attraction is to and towards what our nature is. Now, because there has been intermixing among the various Varnas for many generations, in fact, for many centuries, from millennia we could say, so therefore our present natural quality and natural interests may not neatly fall in any one Varna category. Additionally, even if we could find out what is our Varna, it may not be practical for us in today's socio-economic scenario to find an occupation exactly according to our Varna. Still, we can focus on the essential principle, that is that we should work according to our nature. And by noting carefully what we notice naturally, we can gradually, by self-observation, understand our nature. And when we work according to our nature, we can actually be satisfied, we can actually be joyful, we can actually be fulfilled, making tangible contributions while also doing purification by moving towards ultimate liberation. Thank you. Hare Krishna.